So many of you saw the video or heard my audio about how I was kind of upset, right? I was ticked off that my friend Charlie, who's out with an RV crisscrossing the country doing random acts of kindness for good, wasn't getting any proper response from RV companies. And I did a whole thing about like how you shoot for the stars. If you land on the moon, that's great. And how people were putting in their limiting beliefs inside of his comment trail. And I was like, this is the reason why certain people can't get to their full potentials, because they have these blocks or these assumptions that they make, or they're so used to living in lack that that's become their norm, and they don't, you know how to like make a big ask and to shoot for the stars. They'd rather shoot for something that's doable or acceptable than it is to do something that seems impossible or just like ridiculous. He did this shot, didn't work. The companies that he went on certain RV companies' properties to try to get meetings with them. Nobody wanted to hear his marketing plan on why they should give him a lease, give him something to donate, donate him a brand new one, donate him a jalopy. Like no one was responding in a favorable way. And then he decides to turn to the people and start taking donations. And he turns to the people to take donations because they basically got their sights set on a couple of RVs that they were interested in buying. They knew the amount that they needed to hit. They had some money, but they wanted to make sure that the money that they had was going out to the families that they've been impacting. They've impacted over 1,000 people so far. Like making people's lives easier, but also giving them sustainable solutions that not only provide hope and inspiration, but provide them an actual pathway. And so, you know, I'm connected with this guy like at the soul. Like I'm convinced we both had the same parents at some point, right, in the universe. I put up the post. Loved all your reactions to it on Instagram, for those of you that saw the post and responded. Charlie jumped in and commented. Turns out the people stepped up and ended up supporting him with all types of donations. I'm talking about from $5 to somebody offering up, I think it was $25,000 to one of my friends, Gerard, who paid like the last $8,000 to get it across the finish line. But so many, like an army of people donated. And the next thing we know, Charlie's got a brand new RV. Check it out.
Oh! Jesus! Big Daddy! Big Daddy!
Oh, smell the big daddy.
The reason why I really want to bring this up isn't just because Charlie is going to be able to go back out on the road with a brand new RV, with a working refrigerator, a working toilet, an RV that won't break down every other city he's trying to get to. He's kicking off his tour again July 4th to start all over again, and he wants to do this for the next 5 years. Well, now he's got a vehicle to continue doing this. That's not even the biggest thing of this story. The biggest piece of this story is the power of you, the power of people, the power of individuals. This is why we need to stop looking at the systems, and if they're broken, find another way. And another way is to go direct, going direct to consumer with your ideas, going direct to consumer with your products, going direct to people to fund, to get to pay your subscriptions, going direct to people to do Patreon for your ideas, going direct to people for crowdfunding. Go direct. Rethink your plan, rethink your ideas. If you've been stuck on funding, if things haven't happened for you, or if traditional systems seem to be broken and not working, look at how you are going direct and ask, how can you do it better? Thanks for the inspiration and the model, Charlie. We appreciate you, buddy. Now go out there and continue to do some great work. We got your back over here. Wake up and level up, man. Never settle. Peace. This podcast is all about helping you realize your vision. And Zenni is the nation's largest online provider of eyewear who helps you with your physical vision. So many styles, shapes, colors, starting at only $6.95 for prescription glasses, people. You can get multiple pair in that price. I did. I got sunglasses too. You can use the virtual try-on and you can see exactly how you're going to look. Bottom line, I want you to support Zenni.com because they support us trying to go after our vision. Go to Zenni.com/Mario for my discount code.